This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Police in Thailand say at least 34 people were killed Thursday in a mass shooting at a children's daycare center. At least 22 of the victims were children. Thai news outlets say the suspected gunman later shot and killed himself and his family after the shooting. Police have identified the suspect as an ex-police officer. Mass shootings are rare in Thailand, even though the rate of gun ownership is high compared with some other countries in the region. The governor of Ukraine's Zaporizhia region say two people are dead after Russian rockets slammed into residential buildings in the region's namesake city. The governor posted on his instant messaging channel that several people were rescued from the buildings, including a three-year-old girl. The airstrikes came just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that the country's military had retaken three more villages in Zaporizhia. Zaporizhia is one of four regions that Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed in violation of international laws on Wednesday and is home to a nuclear plant that is under Russian occupation. A Japanese filmmaker has been sentenced to 10 years in prison by a court in military-ruled Myanmar for violating sedition and communications laws. A Japanese foreign ministry official says Toru Kubota was sentenced Wednesday. Kubota was arrested in July while filming an anti-government protest in Myanmar's main city of Yangon. At the time, it was reported he faced charges of breaking an immigration law and encouraging dissent against the ruling military. Greece's Coast Guard said at least 16 people were dead after a boat carrying migrants sank Thursday. The boat went down to the eastern island of Lesbos. About 40 people were on board the vessel. All 16 fatalities were women. This is VOA News. Coast Guard officials say 10 women were rescued, while 13 other migrants were believed to be missing. Meanwhile, 30 people were rescued from a second boat that sank off the island of Kythira after smashing against the rocks. Both vessels were operating amid winds as high as 100 kilometers per hour. Migrants typically reach Greece from neighboring Turkey, but smugglers have been utilizing longer and more dangerous routes to avoid patrols in the Aegean Sea. Agencies in the western U.S. state of California have devised a plan to reduce their water usage as levels of a major river are shrinking. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
California water agencies that rely on the parched Colorado River say they are willing to cut their use by about one-tenth. The proposal to cut 400,000 acre-feet annually marks the first time California water agencies are publicly and formally indicating what they're willing to give up since federal officials demanded major cuts this summer. The agencies supply water to farmers and millions of people in Southern California. Drought exacerbated by climate change is diminishing the river, which provides about one-third of Southern California's urban water and is the only source of water for farms in the Imperial Valley. California shares the river water with six other states, tribes, and Mexico. California, however, has rights to the single largest share and is the last to lose water in times of shortage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Major League Baseball, the batting champions of the American and National Leagues have been decided. AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells us who won the coveted titles.
The Major League batting races went down to the final day, though two of the contenders took the day off. Mets second baseman Jeff McNeil rested for the playoffs and finished with an NL-leading 326 average, 1 point ahead of Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman.
One of my, you know, goals in baseball is to, you know, win a, batting title.
He's the second Met to win the title, but Freeman made a last-ditch effort by going 3-for-4 in the season finale. Aaron Judge was held out of the Yankees lineup and lost the AL batting title by 5 points to Luis Arias of the Twins. Judge was denied a triple crown after taking the home run and RBI titles. I'm Dave Ferry.
The winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature will be announced Thursday at the Swedish Academy in Stockholm. One clear contender is Salman Rushdie, the India-born writer and free speech advocate who spent years in hiding after Iran's clerical rulers called for his death over his 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses. Recapping our top story, police in Thailand say at least 34 people were killed Thursday in a mass shooting at a children's daycare center. At least 22 of the victims were children. Thai news outlets say the suspected gunman later shot and killed himself and his family after the shooting. The suspect has been identified as an ex-police officer. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green.